She cleared her throat. The young woman spun, gasped, and dropped into a curtsy.
"Forgive me, sister, I didn't hear you coming. A good evening to you."
When the big brown eyes came up, she put the end of the rod under the young woman's chin and lifted it a little more.
"Pasha, isn't it?" "Yes, sister. Pasha Mace, novice, third rank, next in line to be named."
"Next in line," she sniffed. "Presumption, my dear, does not befit a sister, and less so a novice, even one of the third rank." Pasha cast her eyes down and gave a curtsy, as best she could with the rod still under her chin.
"Yes, sister, forgive me."
"What are you doing here?"
"Just watching, sister. Watching the night."
"Watching the night? I would say you were watching the gates. Am I wrong, novice?" Pasha tried to look down, but the rod lifted her chin, keeping her eyes to her superior.
"No, sister," she admitted. "You are not wrong. I was watching the gates."
She licked her full lips several times. At last, she spilled out the words.
"I heard the talk among the girls. They say, well, they say three of the sisters have been gone a long time now, and that could only mean they are bringing back one with the gift, a new one. In all the years I have been here, I have never seen a new one brought in."
She licked her lips again.
"Well, I hope to be next in line. And if I am to be named, I will have to be assigned a new one."
She knitted her fingers together.
"I so want to be named a sister. I have studied hard, worked hard, waited and waited, and no new one has come yet. Forgive me, sister, but I just can't help being excited and hopeful that I will be worthy. So, yes, I was watching the gate, hoping I would see him brought in."
"And you think you are strong enough to handle the job, to handle a new one?"
"Yes, sister. I study and practice my forms every day."
She looked down her nose at the novice.
"Is that so? Show me."
As they stared at each other, she felt her feet rise off the ground a few inches. Solid grip of air. Strong. Not bad. She wondered if the novice could handle interference. With that thought, fire ignited at both ends of the hall, sweeping with a howl toward the two women. Pasha didn't flinch. The fire hit a wall of air before reaching them. Air was not the best for fire. A small error Pasha quickly corrected. Before the fire burned through, the air became moist, dripping. The fire hissed out. Although she didn't try to move, she knew she couldn't. She could feel that the grip held her firmly. She turned it cold, brittle with ice, and broke it. When she was free, she lifted Pasha from the floor. Defensive webs from the girl wove through her snaking onslaught, but failed to break the grip. Her feet rose again. Impressive. The girl could counter even while being held. Spells tangled together, conflicting, fighting, snarling into knots. Each matched and defended, striking back at any opportunity. The silent, motionless battle raged on for a time, the two of them hanging inches off the ground. At last, she tired of the sport and severed herself from the webs, tying them to the girl, locking them on. She settled gently to the ground and left Pasha with the whole weight of the load to juggle. A simple, if devious, escape, giving the opponent not only the attacking spells to deal with, but dumping her own back on her. Pasha hadn't been expecting this and wasn't able to defend against it. It was not the way she had been taught. Sweat ran down the novice's face as she grimaced slightly. The force radiating through the hall made carpets curl up at their corners. Lamps chattered in their brackets. Pasha was getting angry. Her brow wrinkled. With a loud crack that shattered a mirror far off down the hall, she broke the spells. Her slippered feet settled to the ground. Pasha took a few deep breaths.
"I have not seen that done before, sister. It is not by the rules."
She put the rod back under the other's chin.
"Rules are for children's games.
You are no longer a child. When you are a full sister, you must deal with situations where there are no rules. You must be prepared for that. If you always stick to somebody's rules, you may find yourself at the point of a very sharp knife, held by a hand that doesn't know about your rules." Pasha didn't flinch.
"Yes, sister. Thank you for showing me."
She smiled inwardly, but kept it off her face. This one had a spine, if a small one. A rare commodity in a novice, even one of the third rank. She let her eyes take in Pasha again. Soft, brown hair that just touched her shoulders, big, brown eyes, attractive features, lips of the sort men stared at, proud, upright shoulders, and a sweep of curves that even a novice's dress failed to conceal. She let the rod trail from Pasha's chin, down her neck, down into the heart of her exposed cleavage. Grown into a man. "And since when, Pasha?" she said in a quiet voice that could have been taken for either threatening or kind. "Have novices been allowed to wear their dresses unbuttoned like this?" Pasha blushed furiously.
"Forgive me, sister. It's such a warm night. I was alone. I didn't think there was anyone about. I just wanted to let the breeze cool my skin."
Her face turned a deeper red.
"I sweat so. There. I never meant to offend anyone. I'm so embarrassed. Forgive me."
Pasha's hands rushed to the buttons. With the rod, she gently pushed the hands away from the swell of the young woman's bosom. "The Creator made you this way. You should not be embarrassed of what He has chosen in His wisdom to bestow upon you. You should never be ashamed, Pasha, of what He has graced you with. Only those of questionable loyalty to the Creator would scorn you for being proud of showing the Maker's hand in all its magnificence."
"Why, thank you, sister. I never looked at it in quite that way."
A frown wrinkled her brow.
"What do you mean, questionable loyalty?"
She pulled the rod away and lifted an eyebrow. "Those who worship the Nameless One don't hide in the shadows, my dear. They could be anywhere. Why, even you could be one. Even me." Pasha fell to a knee, bowing her head.
"Oh, please, sister," she implored. "Don't say such a thing of yourself, even in jest. You are a sister of the light, and we are in the palace of the prophets, safe, I pray, from the whispers of the Nameless One."
"Safe?" With her rod, she motioned the novice up. After she was on her feet, she gave her a stern look. "Only a fool assumes she is safe, even here. Sisters of the light are not fools. Even they must always be alert to the dark whispers."
"Yes, sister, I will remember."
"Remember it any time someone would make you ashamed of how the Creator has formed you. Ask yourself why they blush at seeing the Maker's hand. Blush as the Nameless One would."
"Yes, sister. Thank you," she stammered. "You have given me things to think on. I have never thought about the Creator in this way before."
"He has reasons for the things He does. Is this not true?"
"What do you mean?"
"Well, when He gives a man a strong back, what does that say?"
"Everyone knows that. He was given the strong back to use. It means the Creator has given him the strong back so that he might work to feed his family, work to make his way, work to make the Creator proud, and not waste the Creator's gift by being lazy."
She whisked the rod up and down in front of Pasha. "And what do you think the Creator had in mind when He gave you this body?"
"I don't know exactly. That I should use it to make the Creator proud of His work in some way?"
She nodded. "You think on it. You think on your reason for being here. Being here at this time. We are all here for a reason. The Sisters of the Light are here for a reason, are they not?"
"Oh, yes, sister. We are here to teach the ones with the gift, teach them to use it, and guide them so they may not hear the whispers of the Nameless One, that they may hear only the Creator."
"And how are we able to do that?"
"We were given the gift of being sorceresses, so that we may be able to guide them in their gift."
"And if the Creator was wise enough to give you that gift, the gift of being a sorceress, do you not think He may have given you your looks for a reason, too? Maybe to be a part of your calling as a Sister of the Light, to use your looks to serve Him?" Pasha stared.
I never thought of it that way before. In what way are my looks to be of aid?"
She shrugged. "We cannot always know what the Creator has intended. When He wishes, it will be revealed."
"Yes, sister."
Her voice was unsure. "Pasha, when you see a man that the Creator has graced with good looks, a finely shaped body. What do you think? What do you feel? Pasha blushed.
Sometimes it makes my heart race, I guess. It makes me feel good, feel longings.
At last she allowed a small smile. There is no need to blush, my dear. It is a longing to touch what the Creator's hand has wrought. Don't you suppose it pleases the Creator that you appreciate His work? Don't you think He wants you to like what He has done, to enjoy it? Just as you must know that men enjoy witnessing your beauty and long to touch the work of the Creator's hand, it would be a crime against the Creator not to use in your service to Him what He has given you. Pasha smiled shyly.
I never thought about it in that way. You have given me new eyes, sister. The more I learn, the more it seems I don't know. I hope that someday I will be a sister of the light half as wise as you.
Knowledge comes as it will, Pasha. Life's lessons come at the most surprising times, like tonight. She swished the rod toward the window. Here you are, looking out a window, hoping to learn one thing, and you have learned something more important. Pasha touched her arm.
Oh, thank you, sister, for taking the time to teach me. No sister has spoken so frankly to me before.
This is one lesson, Pasha, that is outside the palace curriculum. It is a lesson the Nameless One would be angry you learned. So keep it to yourself. As you think on what I have told you, and the Creator's hand is revealed, you will understand better how it is to work for Him. And if you need more understanding, I will always be here to help guide you. But keep our talk from others. As I said, you can never tell who listens to the whispers of the Nameless One. Pasha curtsied.
I will, sister. Thank you.
A novice is given many tests,